Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Lucy Newton and about the gift shop at the hospital. Good morning to you, Lucy.
Good morning.
Well, if people have not been to the gift shop at the hospital, they need to stop by. You have so many things here that people have no idea.
We do. And, you know, you just come and look around because there's all kinds of jewelry, there's clothing, there's cards, you name it. We just about got it here.
And I know there are some folks who make a particular trip out to buy the greeting cards because of selection and cost.
Yes, and Millie Miller is our card buyer, and she does an excellent job. We have birthday cards, we have sympathy cards, we have anniversary cards. We've got all kinds of cards.
Whatever the occasion, you could probably find one here. And so it's a fun, you just need to remember to put the Cass County Hospital gift shop on your shopping list because there are so many things here. And, of course, it is a fundraiser. It's meant to make money for the hospital. We'll talk a little more about how those funds are used. But let's talk specifically about an event that's coming up here yet in December.
We're having our bake sale on the 19th, and we also have a White Elephant sale at the same time. And this is where Auxiliarians bring they've got some Christmas things or items, gift items, they'll bring them. And then on our bake sale, we have all kinds of people's favorite cookies, and we have cinnamon rolls, and there's just all kinds of goodies. So you should stop in and come and see us.
You bet, because the 19th of December, there's still a lot of holiday gatherings going on. And I know we like to serve homemade things, and sometimes we don't have time. So we're depending on the skills of the auxiliary members to provide those. So where is this going to be held and what time?
Okay, it's from 7 until we get everything sold in the morning, and it will be held in the atrium as you come in the north door.
Okay, kind of behind the stairs, as I recall.
Yes, it'll be right behind that stair. So just walk on around, and there we'll be set up.
So my mouth is watering already because I know there's going to be so many good things to buy, whether you want to have something right away or possibly even freeze. So many cookies freeze well.
They do. And if you want to help yourself to come and buy some for your Christmas goodies to pass around, we will definitely have a lot of them on the 19th.
And I'm sure you have the packaging, the containers, too, so people can easily take those home.
Yes,
so
we do.
Bake sale, that is, and the White Elephant sale, and we'll talk a little more about that, but that's all happening on the 19th at the Cass County Hospital, what I call the front door right behind the steps. And the auxiliarians, Lucy said that so well, and I tripped my tongue over auxiliarians.
Yes.
That's a tongue twister word, Lucy.
It is, and I've been involved in the auxiliary probably for, I don't want to tell my age here, but probably about 30 years. And it's a fun thing. You get to meet new people, and it's just really exciting. So if you'd be interested in joining, come on out to the gift shop, and we have a card here that you sign up, and then they'll inform you where to go and what all has to be done to join.
And what's the fee to join?
$5.
So I'm not sure what else you can buy for $5 anymore. And then people have a choice, as I understand, about how active they want to be or maybe what they want to do if they want to be active.
Correct. You could be inactive and just pay your membership, and then that's all you have to do. But if you want to be active, there's a few more things that you have to go through so you know what is going on.
I know you do greeting at the various places in the hospital. I see the auxiliary members maybe guiding, pushing somebody in a wheelchair to where they need to be, all kinds of helping to do.
Yes, and we also have back in the AMC lab, we have someone that sits back there and greets people and takes their names as they come back and just visit with them while they're waiting.
And then, as I recall, you have some kind of off-site jobs also. Are you still doing the library delivery?
Yes. And they are down a few right now. So if you would be interested in having library books brought to you, just call and Carol Schuler out here, and she can get the message on to
whoever. As I understand, too, if the volunteer then goes to the library, picks up the books, and then delivers them to where they need to be.
Correct. That's correct. So it's a real handy project.
Oh, yes. If you like to read and know other people like to read, that would be, I think, a really fulfilling kind of job to have to deliver a new book to somebody. They have to be really, really happy. So there are just so many different jobs. Everybody has a skill they could share if they would like to do that.
That's right. And it's just, there's several different places you can work too. We have in same day surgery waiting room. We have someone in there, and then in the specialty care, now they call it. They need help in there, or they help in there too. So just stop in, and I bet we can find a place for you to really enjoy working with Auxiliary.
That's great. And then, as we said, if you don't want to work, you just want to give your $5, come to the gift shop and enjoy what's at the gift shop and sign up to be a member. And then, if you miss doing that now, County Fair, I believe, is another time to sign up.
Yes, County Fair is a really good time to sign up. That's when we all actually pay our dues for the year, because it's just a handy time. Okay, it's the fair, I don't pay my dues, and then it's done for the year.
Okay. And let's see, I wanted to mention, as we're looking through the year, you have the next fundraiser coming up, I believe, is in April.
It is. And that's our salad luncheon. And that one is, I think, don't quote me on this because it could change, but it has been being $6, and we may have to, you know, up that a little bit. We don't know, but come, and there's all kinds of salads. I mean, if you can't get full,
it's your own fault.
Yeah, because there's plenty to eat.
Yes. Okay, so we've talked about some fundraising, and we'll remind you of this event coming up here pretty soon. But Lucy, where does this money go?
Well, this money is all goes to buy equipment for the hospital. Right now, we don't have a project on hand, but I know there's some coming up. I've heard him mention a few, but they're just not on the list right yet.
They haven't come to ask you yet. But I know there have been some big, important pieces of equipment you purchased. And there has to be always something new happening. I'm guessing there's always needs.
Oh, yes. I mean, the equipment changes so drastically this time, or now, this type of year. Mm-hmm. And so if you would love to come and support us, we would love to have you work with us.
Okay. And as we've talked about, if you don't want to be a member, you can always come and shop at the gift shop, and certainly come to shop on the 19th. So again, Lucy, tell us where that is, what it is, and time.
Okay, it's the bake sale and white elephant sale, and it starts at 7 a.m. and goes until we have everything sold, and because we're usually, we're out of things by 10:30 at least.
So. Okay, so that gives people a warning. Don't wait till 4 in the afternoon.
Right, or you've missed it.
Yeah.
So join us anytime after 7.
All right, and it's what I call the front door. Behind that, there's a set of stairs right around the corner, so you can find it easily. And meet, if you don't know about the Auxiliary, that's a good time to meet some folks and talk to them about it. Thank you very much, Lucy Newton, for visiting with us today. And here's a thought. Life is full of happiness, tears, and sad things, but be strong, have faith, accept what is, let go of what you can't handle, and have faith in what can be. I couldn't quite read my writing.